Welcome to the Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. For the past 6 years, the Wheat Foods Council has been partnering with the Culinary Institute of America to provide workshops for chefs that set the menus for restaurant chains or are developing products for food manufacturing companies. Joining me to share some more about this chef workshop is Tim O'Connor, the president of the Nebraska Wheat Foods Council. Tim, to get started, can you share with us a brief overview on the purpose behind the Wheat Foods Council?
The members of the Wheat Foods Council begin with the grower organizations like the Nebraska Wheat Board and other state wheat commissions, and they go all the way through the entire wheat value chain. We have millers, we have bakers, we have suppliers to the wheat food industry, ingredient companies, life science companies. Our membership encompasses virtually every segment of the entire wheat foods industry. And the goal is that coming together on behalf of the wheat food industry, that we can build demand for wheat consumption here in the U.S. We do not do any export market work. That's done by another organization in the industry. And we deal with the challenges that the industry faces, which are primarily misinformation, fad diets, and other things that cause people to believe that they shouldn't eat wheat. And we offset that by providing experts to disseminate information about the nutritional value of wheat foods.
You mentioned one of the goals is to build demand for wheat consumption here in the U.S. In looking more specifically about these chef workshops, how does the Wheat Food Council utilize these workshops to help build this demand?
We bring a group of chefs who set the menus for restaurant chains or develop products for food manufacturing companies to the Culinary Institute of America's Napa Valley, California campus for a custom seminar that we put on together with the Culinary Institute. And it's focused on a variety of subjects that are of current interest to chefs in the field of developing menus and new products. But its primary goal is to help them see how wheat foods fit into the current trends and create opportunities for their businesses to grow and prosper.
In choosing to cover some of these top food trends, what has been some of the most recent topics that have been discussed during these workshops?
So last year, chefs across the country were really focused, and they still are, on plant-forward foods. This year, again, as we looked at the things that were driving their businesses and the food sector, it's bringing in cuisines, particularly from other parts of the world, that are interesting, unique, and do feed into the plant-forward food movement. And as we do that, we cover with expert speakers and presenters and a master chef from the Culinary Institute, and we showcase how wheat foods really fit at the core of that cuisine format.
During this workshop, what are some of the different activities or methods used for teaching these chefs more about the wheat industry?
We do it in a variety of ways. It includes classroom presentations and discussions and working in the kitchens at the CIA to create those foods and then ultimately eat them for meals. So it's a really jam-packed, interesting, and fun several days. The purpose of this is really connecting with these chefs who set menus and create products that do feed millions of people every day. And we do influence their decision-making process towards wheat foods in a way that's very beneficial to the bottom line for everyone in the wheat foods industry.
Again, that was Tim O'Connor, the president of the Wheat Foods Council. This has been the Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. I'm Carla Nichols for the Rural Radio Network.